You turn to WBAI 99.5 FM, Pacifica Radio in New York City. You're listening to the board meeting of the Interim National Board of Pacifica being held at this moment at 305 West 44th Street.
And dedication of you to lead her staff. You don't have to like her, but I'm an educator. I have two masters. I think I recognize brilliance, and I try to bring that to my students. So I recognize it. Some of you don't. I also recognize those who are mentally challenged. Okay, that's also fine, because I work with them too. But the fact remains that the work that was done in this year, you can never change it. The horse is out of the barn. The listeners know what brilliance is, and I dare you, and I challenge you, and I welcome. If you can do as well, if not better, I thank the staff who worked there this year, who brought the level of intelligence and brilliance and discourse, and I listened to BAI, and it was not there before, okay? But the report, I answered the phone. I was called nigger bitch, okay? I was there answering the phone. But that's all right. That doesn't bother me. I expect that. So that just strengthens me. But you're looking at one who was called black, bitch, and nigger because I was willing to answer the phone and raise the money to put on the program you didn't spend your money in that you want to see on now. So, yes, I'm kind of speaking softly. But I'm speaking for the millions, those who spent $1 million. They're not here. You're here. You didn't spend the money. But I'm speaking for those who spent the money. They're not here to speak, but they sure carried a big stick. And I dare you to, and that's with you people working against them. Can you imagine what it would have been done?
Thank you. Okay, next is Nellie Bailey, and then Isis or Isis, I'm sorry if I don't have the pronunciation of some of these. Isis. Okay, and then Joan Indusi, and Margaret Eberly.
Well, let me start pretty quickly, because I see pretty clearly, if you aren't reporting the company line, you will not go over the 1 minute as the other white speakers were allowed to do.
Let me just say this.
This is not the finest moment for the left. This is not the finest moment for a left that we need. This is not the finest moment for the left at a time when the repression against people of color, not only in this city, but all over the country, it's more than evident, because we are at the bottom of the barrel. I would like to address two things and to make very clear my position. First of all, and I have made this very clear, not only to you, Chief Lee, but people quote on the other side. There are so many factions, one does not know who one is talking to. There are some fundamental issues that's involved here in terms of the National Pacifica Board. That there was a galvanized movement throughout this country to stem their attempt for WBAI and the Pacifica stations to provide the alternative news that they have always done, but they could always do better, with something that was politically correct and with something that was principled. The situation in New York City was not the same as the situation in California. The, quote, Christmas cruise here was precipitated by a takeover of the station planned by people within that station, and I think we know that. That history was deliberately distorted. We cannot have a movement that is based on lies and distortion. A number of you folks have been confronted with this as we try to move ahead, some of us trying to broker a meeting or some sort of discussion so we can get past this. Secondly, just respect to, I know it's time, but if you cannot have it in my face. Secondly, with respect to the issue of racism, race has always been a component of BAI. It has always been part of the history of BAI. That's how Valerie got in. That's why Valerie brought in more blacks when she was there. That's why Samori brought in more blacks, because previously they were not there, period. You cannot divorce race as a component and a critical issue of how we move forward as a left that is respectful of black leadership, of a left that is respectful of an agenda of inclusiveness that does not include, quote, those who are on your side and the others are on the other side, and of course they're going to be locked out once and if, in fact, you get in. We have properly raised the contradiction of racism within this group, much to the chagrin of many of you, including the, quote, blacks who, I have to say this, with respect to the, quote, blacks who have been viciously misogynist against black women and other movements, and then they come to your side, and all of a sudden, all of that crap disappears.
And now, we are
deeply hurt within the black community about what this has done. You treat me as not my enemy. Capital is my enemy. The unions have failed miserably to negotiate a settlement here, and that weak stuff that the union leader got up with, because had they done their job, then maybe we would not have been in this position today.
Thank you.
I deplore the sexist language that has been used against you, please leave.
No.
Therefore, that demeans all of us as women. It has indeed been racist as well as sexist.
Thank you. Thank you, Nellie. Next speaker,
yes. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. I just came here to say one thing. I am here to support a beautiful, brilliant, intelligent African woman named Yutrice Lee. I support her 101%, and there is nothing, no one could say to make me change the way I feel about her or to change my support from her. Anytime a brilliant, strong African woman comes on the scene, she is despised not only by European people, but also by the African male who cannot stand a strong African woman. But I'm saying to the African men who dislike you, please go home and make peace with your mother, because she is not your mother, and love your mother, and then you will learn to love African women.
Thank you. Thank you. Joan?
Good morning. My name is Joan Ducey, and I'm a member of Westchester Concerned Friends of WBAI. I have many concerns about Pacifica and WBAI since December of 2000, and I will address two of them right now. Some current producers are making ugly and mean-spirited comments about other producers on the air. This practice is disgusting, it's disgraceful, and it's deplorable, and it is condoned by management. At the same time, the banned and the fired are banned and fired for an on-air discussion of ideas. The shock jock approach currently heard on WBAI is decreasing membership, and it's a violation of Pacifica's purpose. We need to return to an on-air discussion of ideas and information with intelligence and integrity. The second point that I would like to make is that the membership count is currently inflated and it's fraudulent. I have not pledged nor contributed to Pacifica WBAI since prior to December of 2000. Yet several months ago, after the most recent fund drive, I received a membership card and a letter thanking me for my financial support. Several weeks after that, I received a second membership card. And all this without any contribution since before December of 2000. A thorough investigation needs to be done of all the accounting at WBAI. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the next person is Morgan. After Morgan, Ted Friedman, John Sheridan, and George Wright.
Good morning. My name is Margaret Everly, and I'm also a member of the Westchester Concerned Friends and also representing the Westchester People's Action Coalition, which is located in White Plains, New York, which is about 25 miles north of here. Last night, I attended a program sponsored by Westpac, which is an organization, peace and justice organization, 25 years old, and Global Exchange from California, which brought together family members of people killed at the World Trade Center and an Afghan woman who had just recently traveled to Afghanistan to find out that 19 members of her family had been killed by U.S. Military attacks. The family members are traveling to meet with families in Afghanistan with the hope of getting the U.S. Congress to offer some reparations. I have to give you that as background. After the program, I went home. Two media outlets were there that we were aware of. Channel 12, which is a local cable station located in Westchester, and also ABC, good old ABC, Mickey Mouse station there. And I watched the coverage on TV. Channel 12, good coverage of the reason for the program taking place. They also identified the two sponsoring organizations. ABC simply identified the sponsoring organization as philanthropic organizations. They never mentioned either organization or what they were about. This is the reason why we need WBAI back on the airwaves. Community radio, responsible to the community as opposed to self-serving corporate media with their agenda, which has absolutely nothing to do either with the community or the honest coverage of news events. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, then Ted Friedman and then John Sheridan.
Hi, my name is Ted Friedman, and I was just elected to the lab in KPFA. And we're very excited about the fact we have the first democratically elected body in all of Pacifica. I think this is a key component to taking back Pacifica, because elections allow the listeners to have a direct say in what Pacifica is doing. I think it's we've had a lot of experience, and this is our second election, and we visited listening communities around the listener area, and we did a lot of on-air campaigning and have on-air panel shows with the candidates. This is important for all the stations to implement, and it's also important that the stations be prohibited from having the staff editorialize about candidates on the air to have impartiality. We have built-in diversity requirements in our elections so that we make sure that people from different racial and gender are represented. I hope that the elections will provide a model for the other stations in Pacifica, and I hope we can proceed as quickly as possible on that, because we need to get the candidates known in their communities and heard on the air. One thing that Mary Frances Berry once said to our lab was that we're the Pacifica National Board. Who are you? You don't represent anybody. Now we can bring it on its head and say to the old Pacifica people, we represent the listeners. We were elected. You weren't.
Sheridan, and we followed by George Ryder, and then Sheila Harmonica.
Hi, I'm John Sheridan. I'm from the KPFA signal area, and my heart's very full today. I'm looking forward to the future that we all face. I know that certainly in every signal area there are enormous problems, but I think that we will prevail, and with all of the difficulties that we have faced and will face in the future, that Pacifica will come out a stronger voice for community and truth. And I just have a few items that I'd like to either back up from what other people have said and also to propose. I want to reiterate what Barbara Lubin said, and I think that we really have to move Pacifica from its current location back to Berkeley,
yeah,
where it started.
Woo!
Like
to remind everyone that it was the threat of 12,000 listeners in the street that reopened KPFA, and that cannot happen when Pacifica is in a remote location. I would like to make a proposal to make Free Speech Radio News the new Pacifica Network News. And to keep its currently decentralized format. It currently costs about half of what Pacifica Network News costs to produce. I would like to propose to the Pacifica National Board that they meet on this emergency basis, on this emergency time frame, on a monthly basis and not bi-monthly. I would like to propose, and I represent this as a very strong feeling out in KPFA, that Pacifica end CPB funding as soon as possible.
Yeah! Woo!
We have a very strong feeling back west that financial transparency is an absolute necessity. We appreciate the in the settlement that there are going to be regularly mandated programming of PMD meetings, but we would also like to request mandated broadcasting of all local advisory board meetings to help educate the listeners so that they are involved in the process on an ongoing basis. And I would just like to encourage everyone here, there are enormous local problems. This is New York, the AI is important, but you must think this is a national network. And that's extremely important to keep in mind in all our decisions now and in the future. Thank you.
Their comments as brief as possible so we have time for everybody. And we may not have time for everybody who signed up. Sorry about that. But George?
I'm George Ryder. I'm from the Houston community. I'm a former programmer there. Thanks, Debbie. My sense is we're living in a decaying society, and what we're about here is the creation of the voice of a new society, which is emerging out of the conflict here, the conflict in the country. And it's precious space for us, this airtime. One of the central commitments, I think, of that society is a commitment to some form of local democracy, that people should have access to the power to affect their lives, a long tradition going back 30, 40 years in this conversation. In Houston, we have created an interim lab, because the lab that existed, which was essentially the friends of the now defunct station manager, well, he's still alive, but he's not there anymore, Gallagher, basically didn't really function. They were totally uninterested in the business of Pacifica. They're certainly uninterested in furthering the vision which I just expressed about what we were about. This laboratory was created out of the struggles of people, some of whom have been involved in it for 10 years, we've seen this stuff coming down the road, some of whom got involved in it in the last year, some of whom got involved in it since I was fired, some of whom got involved in it only a few months ago. They have effectively control of the station right now. It has been a spontaneous democratic process in which 2 days ago, 70 people came to this lab meeting. There had never been more than a dozen people, and they were all us at the other lab meeting, and they didn't listen to us. We're here, and you'll hear more later on, to ask that reality on the ground, that we are, in fact, KPFT, be acknowledged by this board.
Oh, I'm sorry, I hadn't called the next. Sheila was next. After Sheila will be Juan Gonzalez, then Jim Dingman, and then Margaret Rapp.
Hi, my name is Sheila Hamanaka. I'm from Rockland County. I'm the co-chair of the Rockland Friends of WBAI. I have a couple of comments. Personally, I'd like to say that I'm offended by the almost continual race baiting that goes on air at WBAI right now. If you don't like the abuses of Clayton Riley or the arrogance that you treat Lee, they say you don't like African Americans. That's ridiculous.
That's right.
I'm personally offended by that. You don't know
me. Yeah, well, we're personally offended too by your ungracious attack upon us. We have the air. You have the microphone there. The fact is that the sister who spoke about the division between whiteness and blackness that is rampant at this radio station, there is no question about that. And white folks can stand there at the microphone and talk about their understanding everything better than everybody else. And you can make your own judgments. But the fact is, if you want to hear something, and Leslie Kagan, of course, is sitting there allowing broadcasters to be attacked in this way, you know, and not opening her mouth to say that such attacks, such ad hominem, should not be broadcast. And if I'm sitting at this microphone, they will not be broadcast clearly. You want to make ad hominem attacks, you come down here. It would be more appropriate, it seems, to make them to our face. Okay, we should lose it. We should lose it. I'm sure many of you could hear very clearly the very measurable difference between white applause and black applause at this gathering. The simple truth is that the speaker now at the microphone is saying that blacks have no place at WBAI unless we know our place. And our place is to be subordinate to a white power structure which is seeking to establish itself here under the guise of being representative of some way. What is this foolishness about community and truth? What community? When you say community, what does that mean? You want to put everybody who works for the telephone company, which is a corporate structure, you want to put all of them in a concentration camp? Is that what we're about? These attacks on corporate people, who the last time I looked, are also made of flesh and blood, also human beings, also members of families. The hate that is being spewed, and I say the hate that is being spewed by this board, by Leslie Kagan, by Carol Spooner. Let's let the truth hang out here. As long as we can be attacked on the air at this place and to allow this to happen, as Leslie Kagan, as she so righteously, self-righteously puts it, I am the chair of this board. Well, the fact is what we're seeing here is nothing more. They talk about the Christmas coup of last year. What about the white coup of this year? Or shall we say the whiteness coup of this year, which is brought about bringing along a few black compradors, as we saw last night with the token member of the dissident board. That's all that is about, is tokenism. And Leslie Kagan is going to sit there and allow us to be attacked and never open her mouth? Well, we have the airways, at least for the next few minutes, or however long it takes them to send, I suppose, a pack of bullies up here to tell us we're not supposed to speak. All right? Yeah, we listened. We listened. We thought this was a meeting that was supposed to advance something or other than the hatred that has spewed from the white mouth, and I'll say it very bluntly, of Leslie Kagan, Carol Spooner, Amy Goodman, and the rest of that crowd. Well, enough is enough. Let's be clear about what's going on here. This is a white takeover of this radio station by a majority white board using as many black compradors as they can round up to participate in that activity. Maybe, hey, man. Oh, yeah. Right, we're trying to get the feedback. I don't know why. We're trying to get the feedback to hear more hatred spewed over the air. Okay, we'll go, what is it called? Tit for tat. If they're going to attack us at the microphone without any semblance of order being called for by the chair, I suppose, who gets her jollies over hearing black people attacked. Well, all right. We're here to do a job. We attempt to do that job. But let's not go too far with this foolishness. The simple fact is that the issue the sister raised moments ago is about race. It is about a culture of whiteness that seeks to seize this radio station. I'll say once again to you, I saw the meeting. I saw the faces of the meeting last night. We're looking about at a bunch of white folks from the 60s who say they are all important, they are all pure, they are all righteous, and you black folks better understand what your place is, where you belong. We used to hear that in the 50s. If we could only deal with the responsible Negroes, everything would be okay.
Well,
ain't no responsible Negroes here today. Let's keep the record straight. We are trying to get the feedback. It's 10:26 in the morning. Our engineers are working feverishly to return the feed. And down there, I guess we're picking up the feed from that other outfit. And the other outfit, I guess, asleep at the switch or whatever they got down there. The broadcast coming to you from 305 West 44th Street. You haven't heard any of this. Woman wants to jump up and say what we've been doing on the air, wants to attack us in that way at a meeting of the Interim National Board. Well, you haven't heard anything yet. You know, you think we've been saying something on this air, on these microphones. You keep listening. 305 West 44th Street is where the meeting is taking place as we speak. Those of you dissatisfied with the way we are receiving the feed can waltz on over there. But you know, what we have had continually throughout this year is an attack on black people at this radio station in the effort to bring about a purge of black broadcasts. It's very simple as that. And what you will see if this so-called dissidents prevail is a complete overhauling of the station that can be called the whitening of WBAI. All right? And you compradors out there who think that's perfectly okay, you'll see in a very short order, you know, when they say, well, yeah, we didn't think you missed the message. The station belongs to us, they will tell you, and we'll find a place for you sweeping or cleaning up the toilets or whatever black people traditionally have done. And you'll be very happy and satisfied with that. Well, hey, this place has turned into a cesspool, and it will continue in that direction if the current so-called leadership is to prevail. We got them back? We had them, but we lost them. They disconnected it there?
Yeah, they're having trouble with their line there.
Okay, they're having trouble with the line there. And we are moving toward 10:30 in the meeting of the Whiteness Brigade of WBAI, saying let's put these black folks in their place, just as they put Pat Scott, a black woman, in her place, Mary Frances Berry, a black woman, in her place, Bessie Wash, a black woman, in her place. These people who talk about Valerie Van Isler don't want to remember how they signed a petition, some 200 names, that said they want this black woman out of here as quickly as possible. The next attack on Utrice Lead, the current attack on Bob Daughtry. All black people, connect the dots, folks. Why is there a relentless attack going on against black people at WBAI? And of course, as I said, the compradors, the lapdogs, the colonial hyenas that they are, come right along and say, oh, the white folks are absolutely right. You know, black folks have no business being in charge of anything here. What do we got? Are we picking it up? No, doesn't sound good to me. We're trying. As we approach 10:30 in the morning, I'm looking at Miles Davis sitting right here on the console, and Aaron Neville, and Sonny Rollins, and Bobby Hutcherson, and Count Basie, Ike Quebec. Who else we got here? Wynton Marsalis. Got some reading we wanted to do from Leroy Jones, who became Amiri Baraka. And we got some Thelonious Monk. All they join us here, not those freaks down at the meeting hall. This is who joins us. These are the people who are in concert with us. You know, isn't it interesting that it's perfectly okay for someone to step up to the microphone and make ad hominem attacks on black people without a word from the chair? Not a word. Okay? We did note that Wendell Johns has apparently resigned from the board. The meeting is at 305 West 44th Street. Those of you getting impatient saying, well, where is it being broadcast live on the radio? Can go over to the Hotel and Restaurant Workers Union, 305 West 44th Street. That's between 8th and 9th Avenue. You know, soon to be designated during the course of this meeting as Whitelandia. Okay? Whitelandia used to be a district out in Long Island. Now it is part of the infestation of this radio station. All right? Okay. We are trying, as you can hear in the background, our engineers working to restore the feed. This is WBAI, Pacifica Radio from New York City, heading toward the purge. We are attempting, as I said, to restore the feed. Yes, please. Please, guys. The temperatures are rising. Number two on that, my friend. Okay, we're going to casually glide into the music of Miles Davis and continue to attempt. You know, you want to compare sound, right? Compare what you've been hearing for the last little while to this. Yeah, let's go toe-to-toe on this. We will return you to the Whitelandia broadcast coming to you from 305 West 44th Street, claiming to be the meeting of the Interim National Board of Pacifica.
Maybe the people who had signed up could self-select if there are two or three of you instead of another eight or nine people who might be able to comment other times in the weekend. At least one person said, I know he has to leave.
Folks,
we really appreciate the cooperation that you all are giving us. And if you could hang in there, if that's okay with the board.
Why don't we just take the next five people there?
If we could take...
Next five people.
What time is it?
It's now 10:35. 5.
Okay, let's take the next 5 people. And
okay, 1 minute. What I'd like to suggest also is everyone, and I appreciate
1 minute.
Excuse me, I appreciate the cameras on us here, but it's hard to see and the people are speaking given where you're standing. Thank you. If the next speakers could speak in 1 minute.
1 minute.
Okay? Okay, yes, and again, identify yourself.
Yeah, my name is Randy Steele. I signed up, and
yes.
People after me were taken.
And where you're from. Say where you're from.
Woodstock, New York.
Quiet.
I addressed this board quickly as the licensee of Pacifica and of WBAI, a situation in New York where it is duly constituted by an appropriate judge. A board made a decision 10 days ago or so to put Democracy Now! Back on the air. That was a licensee decision. The current general manager of WBAI is jeopardizing the license because the Communications Act of 1934 and 1996 states that the licensee must be in control of the radio station at all times. Leaving Godfrey on the air after he's violated a direct board directive is jeopardizing the license because the licensee isn't in control. He should have been out of there Tuesday or Wednesday at the latest.
Your name?
Yeah, hi. My name is Leonard Eric Milton. I'm from Jersey City, New Jersey, and I'm the co-founder of World Peace 1-1. I've been a member for 10 years of this station. What good does this membership card do if I hung up on the phone when I called the station by people censoring me? You're censoring and you're banning the listeners and the people who sponsor your station. I'm just this card is good for them. Yeah. Rehire the band and the fire. Lift the gavel. This is the people's airwaves. Open the books to the listeners and the people. Bring back freedom of speech. And honor the union contract. This is the African-American woman. I think it's disgusting and reprehensible that you were called the N-word. It's disgusting. And I'm hearing a lot of disgusting words over the airwaves. Patty Wagon is a racist term. WASP is a racist term. Hooligans is a racist term. These are all... JIP is a racist term. I've heard all these over BAI. We have to realize there's a lot of terms that have come into our speech, you know, that it is accepted. So it's reprehensible across the board. I just want to unite this whole room. We all love BAI. Thank you.
Thank you. Ken.
10 minutes, once the future co-host is over here. I know that the after rep talked about this also and said that that this was not a possibility to have unpaid what he called volunteers and paid staff in the same bargaining unit. I think he was referring to what is currently the law, which basically does not mandate the station to recognize unpaid staff. But since when is it a union which just goes and automatically agrees with whatever the law says? I think we have to start talking about what should be and not what the law is. And I think also that what he said is it cannot be. Well, it was for 12 years. So it can be and it can be again if management of the station and the board will allow it. And I think that we should go back to the way we used to be started as a path by throwing unpaid staff out of the collective bargaining agreement. I think what we need to do is to bring them back in, and I also think that what we need to do is bring them back immediately in terms of getting them back into a collective bargaining agreement and make them
okay. Rules time can
part
can,
of the rules of the station. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, folks, we are running out of time again. I would ask people to try to not repeat what's already been said. Make a new point. Make it as quickly as you can.
I have several questions for James Ferguson. Mr. Ferguson, I think that you have injected a sense of negativity into this meeting. You called this an illegal meeting. You introduced a bogus issue regarding
a bank account. You questioned Jabari about his personal discussions.
Right.
You said you had tape recording discussions.
I think maybe you should.
I would like to know what is behind this. And to follow up your questions to Jabari about his personal conversations, I would like to know whether you are in personal contact, whether you have had recent communications with John Murdoch,
on this end of the table.
Ken Ford, Betsy Wash, Mary Frances Berry. Were any of these people the friends from WPSW who called you to ask you about providing a tape recording of Jabari's financial report?
Thank you. Thank you. Andrea Fishman. Andrea.
We can hold this back,
but again, we are running late now, and we have a lot of serious business. I hope that people here understand that it's not just a question of the agenda for this weekend. This interim board has a time frame of 14 months to do a lot of work. So every time we meet is precious. So I would ask people, not only Andrew, but other people, to step aside now, and we will find a time during the weekend to get you back up here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Get back on schedule.
Yeah, there'll be some time. Yeah, okay, so we can move on. Now, here's a little dilemma. I want to move on. Our transcriber up here, whose fingers are working madly to get every word that everyone said, would like just a five-minute break so his fingers can rest so he can get every word right. So I would like people to respect that. We need to give him, who's working very hard, a minute to take a rest.
WBAI, Pacific Radio, New York City. Isn't it fascinating to hear a white person stand up and ask a black man, James Ferguson, what are you doing talking to other black people? Everybody he named that James Ferguson presumably has been talking to is a black person. So now we've reached the point in Whitelandia communications of white people telling us when we can speak to each other. James Ferguson, what are you doing talking to John Murdoch? Isn't he another black man? James Ferguson, what are you doing talking to these people who are black? You have no business doing that. This is still the plantation. Don't ever forget it. The sooner you black people understand where your place is. Now, you can listen to the buzz and the hum coming. There isn't anything on right now, okay? Except a babble that is coming from 305 West 44th Street. Grayson, please don't do that. All right, we will take a musical break as they take a break at West 44th Street. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
so it's clear to everybody. What we're doing next, and we are running late, so we probably will not be able to break at noon. That's okay. We're going to move into the section of the agenda, which is the station report. Could people please be quiet? Please, thank you. And we want to do these reports in this way. We want to hear from the station managers uninterrupted, without people calling out and shouting at them. We want to hear their reports. Excuse me. Then we want to hear from the lab chairs from each of those stations. Okay? Then, and I think this has been a little confusing, we will take very briefly, and this has to be brief, like no more than 10 minutes per station, some comments from people only from those listening areas. So Houston can't talk about Washington, and Washington can't talk about L.A. Only people from that listening area during that time. And then we will have, you know, whatever comments and discussion, you know, among the board based on those presentations. And I'd like to do each station as a unit. What I also want to suggest is that we move the WBAI presentations and public comments to the afternoon section on WBAI. So we will do four stations now. Okay? Now, we're going to start with the other thing I want to do. On the agendas that you all got, we listed the names of the station managers. And I would like to accept the responsibility, and I want to apologize to the lab chairs for not listing their names also. They are going to make presentations, and we should have listed their names too. So please accept that apology. So we want to start with Jim Bennett from KBFA. Mary, did you want to
Thank you.
So Jim Bennett was at the end of the table here from the, it was the manager at KPFA in Berkeley. Thank you, Jim.
Yes, I've been asked to state my name and where I'm from so that people will know this. I am Jim Bennett, currently the interim general manager at KPFA, going on for 2.5 years. I want to first start philosophically because I'm still on West Coast time, and I want to say that I look forward to the time when these meetings will actually move to the West Coast. I hope there is one soon in Berkeley and also in Los Angeles. It is difficult when on Saturday mornings, one of the things that I like to do is sleep in. And I'm not doing that this morning. As I talk philosophically for another second, I'll concentrate primarily on finances because that's where a lot of my general concern is right now. I'm deeply concerned with a lot of things, but I want to talk a little bit about finances related to KPFA and also around the network. First of all, I'll say that I have been working at KPFA, first of all, as a volunteer beginning in the year 1980, and then being employed at KPFA starting in the year 1981. I have been in a management position at KPFA since 1983. Some people would question my sanity for being involved in this organization for this length of time, but needless to say, and I've actually questioned it myself a few times. Needless to say, I'm deeply committed to what this Pacifica Foundation is all about and its mission. That's why I'm still here, and that's why I'm still really hopeful that we can work together and try to improve things and turn things around and rebuild this network. It's very important work that the board has in front of it, and I think it's very important that we somehow include with the general managers in this process of moving forward. I think my mic just died.
Mic died. No, I think they all died. Oh, dear.
The EPA. All right, we'll wait for a second. Oh, I have to fill dead air even though you can't hear me. I'll stand.
Okay, I think... Are we
We're back.
Okay, great.
Is it... Oh, we're not back. maybe I should do a station ID. I don't know. Okay, we're back. I will sit again. I will stand. All right, you can stand. Let me pull this mic cable. I am an engineer, so I do know about these things. I've seen a lot of stuff in my 22 years, and I could, when prompted to, tell you a lot of things with my institutional memory about what's happened in this organization, what's happened at KPFA. There have been lots of peaks and valleys. I would say that one of the things for me in the past few months that really has motivated me is how great KPFA's programming has been since the events of September 11th. We really have focused in on what the mission of Pacifica is all about by providing something that should be heard up and down the airwaves but isn't. It really is true that Pacifica, KPFA, all the five stations do provide, should provide, a voice to the voiceless and an alternative to mainstream media, which did a deplorable job, as we all know, in these last few months. The rallying of our listeners to KPFA because of our programming in the past few months has been very inspiring for the people that have worked there, both paid and unpaid staff. KPFA can always be a better station, always needs to improve, but we really know what we're supposed to do in a time like this, and we've been doing it, and I'm really proud of our staff and our listener community. KPFA just completed our most successful fund drive ever, beginning in the early part of December. We raised approximately $710,000 in a short 10-day pledge drive. That's actually the shortest pledge drive that we've had on record. Our pledge drives usually last for 15 days. All shows far exceeded their goals with our morning drive show, The Morning Show, and Democracy Now! Bringing in unprecedented dollars. We've had just over 50% of our pledges paid by credit card, and we'll be conducting our winter pledge drive from February 13th through the 27th. We've also showed an increase in the amount of, which we don't include in our pledge drive totals, the amount of money that's pledged online at our website during this past fund drive. We directly put that as web-related income, so it gets entered separately into our income. I want to thank all of the people that worked so hard on KPFA's fund drive. Particularly our acting development director, Phil Osagueda, our business manager, Eileen Carr, our subscriptions director, and, of course, the incredible staff of KPFA. In terms of finances and budget, let me switch a little bit here and say that there are a couple projects that KPFA had budgeted that got off track because of how off track all of the budgets got at the various different stations. We were in the process of, in last year's budget, trying to do a tower repair project for KPFA, but because that money was no longer available to us, we couldn't proceed with that. We have not yet received an explanation as to where that money went for that particular item, which was in our 2001 budget. That will also delay our transmitter replacement project, which we just got a grant for a few months ago, because we can't do one without having done the other. So that's kind of a microcosm, I think, of what we really need to seriously do. What I urge the board to do is really try to get beyond the way in which we're managing the finances right now, which is as best described as I can think of is crisis management of a terrible financial situation. The thing that I really urge the board to take a look at is to get out from this hole. We need to figure out an alternative method of paying for this huge debt that's across the network, other than taking the money that listeners kick into the stations through our fund drives and taking the money from the general revenue of the stations to pay.
Radio station WBAI, this is 99.
Always, I recognize a cash flow situation where sometimes if a station has a surplus,